Hello everyone and welcome to my podcast with me, myself and 40k, with me being Inquisitor Archer, known on the internet, where we talk about the 40k universe and the tabletop game. So if you're new or if you're an experienced player of this game or you just feel like listening, welcome, because today we are talking about the most potent and most deadly of all 40k beings, as it were. And that is psychers. So if you think about, I don't know, any of the psychic mutants in X-Men, like Charles Xavier or Jean Grey, or I don't know, another fancy thing with some psychers in it, which I can't think of at the moment. Basically, 40k does it even worse, where psychers are an enigma, they are dangerous, and if they're not trained properly, they can get possessed by demons and all that crazy stuff. So as usual, welcome to my channel. And thank you for listening so far. And obviously, hopefully you'll learn something about psychers in this episode. Obviously, we have all the other things. We have the Quiz with the Mrs. with Amber. We have, obviously, our lore-based section after when I talk about psychers in part two. And obviously, after this part, we talk about, in part one, about all the new releases for the 40k or Warhammer has given us. So stay tuned and keep listening. So, in part one, we normally go over all the new lovely releases that Warhammer has bestowed upon us these last coming weeks. And sort of lastly, after all the Beastnagger stuff came out, we recently got all the lovely neck stuff. So a big thing at the moment, which I've been reading, which probably would be a little bit out of date now, but anyway, we're still going to go through to it, is the fact is that lots of Kill Team stuff is coming out. So the Kill Team are called Tavrius, or what it's called. And also we know what the next sort of codex is going to come out. So we've got the Grey Knights and the Thousand Sons, which just so happens to be very fitting for this episode because they're all psychers. So the Grey Knights Space Marine chapter obviously are renowned demon hunters and are the Ordo Militant arm of the Inquisition, or the Ordo Malleus Inquisition sort of conclave, as it were. And the Thousand Sons, so basically the Grey Knight arrivals. So the Thousand Sons are a legion chapter or a traitor chapter from under Magnus the Red, or the most powerful psycho probably in all of 40k, apart from the Emperor himself. And yeah, we've been getting all those stuff. Now, they've recently released this box, so not probably be up for pre-order probably when this comes out. It's called the Hexfire, I think, and it's got Grey Knights versus Thousand Sons in it, and it looks good. I mean, they're using some of the older models, but they've remade two models, or they've got a new Chaos Sorcerer model. I can't remember his name. I think it's called like Hank's Temp or something. It's basically, he's the almost like the chapter sorcerer of the Thousand Sons. And also they've re-brought out Castellian Crow, who is the sort of like the chapter master-esque of the Grey Knight, as it were, if I believe, or unless he's a captain, I can't remember. Both these models are crazy. I like the Thousand Sons one because he's like doing like a little sweep of his hand to do like some warp magic, and he's kind of like summoning little screamers. It's kind of look kind of cool. It's kind of, I think, quite a little screamer familiars. And the new models for Crow, obviously Grey Knight Bro, looks really good. I like the sword, his demon possessed sword, which is like in purple flame. So if you want to look at these, and if you're not aware, then you can go to Warhammer Community. Obviously, I'm not being sponsored or anything by Warhammer. So yeah, maybe Warhammer would like to do that. Anyway, but if you're interested in looking at these models, go to them, because they look, I mean, even if you're not interested in Warhammer or anything like that, just look at these models. They look really, I mean, the paint jobs on them are amazing. They look incredible. Yeah, go and check them out. So you go to Warhammer Community, and it'll be on one of the recent sort of articles, as it were, and you'll be able to see all these, and you'll be able to see other things as well. So yeah, they're the ones that are coming out soon with the two codexes, so the Grey Knights and the Thousand Sons. They were still waiting for, probably by the time this come out, probably waiting for the Orc Codex to drop finally, fully, with all the rest of the stuff, because obviously it was only on pre-order with the Beastnagger box. And one other model I would like to quickly talk about before moving on to some information for the next episode is one model which I quite like a lot, and it's the Black Templar new model, which is Emperor's Champion. So if people don't know who the Emperor's Champion is, it is a hero character, or a champion as it were, of the Black Templar Legion. Or the Black Templar chapter. So the Black Templars are a success chapter of the Imperial Fists, And they are very, very zealous, let's just say in a nicer way. They are very devoted to the Imperial Creed, as it were. So the Imperial Creed is the sort of the creed where it's almost like the religion that the whole of 40k Imperium sort of follows, almost like a religious, well, basically like a religious sort of text, as it were. And most Space Marines don't believe the Emperor being a god. They believe the Emperor being was almost like their father, as it were, because they side them, because they're all, of course, Space Marines are part of the Emperor's sort of genome, because obviously the Space Marine sort of genes are come from the Emperor himself. Most chapters see him as a, like, almost like a following him, you know, as a father, a figure, as it were. And then the rest of the Imperium see the Emperor as a god, also the god of mankind, or the Emperor of mankind, the god of mankind. However, the Black Templars take it to a little bit more extreme. So they're very zealous, and they actually do believe in the Imperial Creed and that the Emperor is a god. I believe rightly, if I'm getting my facts right. Could have changed, could be getting it wrong. Anyway, that's why I believe it is. And they're very zealous, and they're very witch hunters. So they like to kill psychers, they like any sort of witch or anomaly, and they love to go on continuous crusades to find relics and to kill Xenos and witches and chaos. They love fighting chaos. Well, they love killing chaos. So yeah, that's the Black Templar. And I do actually like the Black Templars as a chapter. I do like the Black Templars because they are pretty cool. Very sort of knight-like, as it were. And most chapters have or can have the Codex. Going into the tabletop rules now, you can have a chapter champion. However, the Black Templars don't have a chapter champion. This is their chapter champion, who is the Emperor's champion. And what happens is one of, and it could be anybody in the Black Templar chapter, will get, this is turning into a lore thing of this guy now, isn't it? Anyway, this guy is selected because he starts receiving visions from the Emperor, supposedly. And he could be just a bog standard, normal Space Marine, Black Templar. He could have no rank, he could have no experience. But then he gets elevated to a champion, as it were, the Emperor's champion. And he gets given like Artificer Armor, he gets the Black Sword, he gets an Iron Halo, all the good stuff, all the relics bestowed upon him by this chapter. And basically, he has to fight for the Emperor, basically, fight for the chapter, as it were. So it's quite a big honor. So yeah, and nobody knows why. It's only the Black Templar chapter that actually happens to. And so nobody knows why that the Emperor does that. But hey-ho, we don't know a lot of things what the Emperor does, so, you know. So yeah, anyway, the model, going back to the model, looks amazing. I love, because it's gone for the, they've gone for the old, and they don't actually say that in the article itself, they've gone for the old sort of fourth edition look of the Emperor's champion. And I do like that still, he's brandishing his sword, and I like how they've improved the sword with the cross guard and the pommel. It almost looks like the Templar's sort of cross, as it were, because obviously the Black Templars, their symbol is like a stylized cross, a black cross, as it were. And yeah, he looks really good. I mean, he's Primaris size now, so he's quite a little bit bigger than the old one, but whatever. He's obviously going to be very good. Obviously, we don't have any stats for him yet, but I'm presuming he's going to have like Weapon Blast Club 2, super strength. His sword's going to be able to cut through power armor, demons, everything, whatever. And so yeah, hopefully he's going to be pretty good for the Black Templars. So any Black Templars out there, they don't already know, yes, your champion is coming. Yes, apart from that, there's no other things out really I want to talk about, apart from information for my new episodes coming out after this one. So episode 20 will be a special one. Amber will be testing me in my quiz. So obviously it won't be quizzing with the missus, it'll be basically quizzing me, as it were. And also this structure will hopefully change as well, where hopefully we'll be able to include more lore. This will be a bit shorter, as I have done today. On this one, so a little bit less on sort of like what's coming out, as opposed to more lore about the topics of 40k, hopefully having more guests on those, but also, as I said before, probably in episode 18, having or introducing sort of a story / battle report. So probably 1 week I'll do the story, as I used to do past in the first sort of episodes of 40k, me, myself, and 40k. I used to do a story time section, but that'll lead on to a battle report, which then I'll report back on the next week or week, 2 weeks, and let you know what happened, sort of like stage by stage. And they'll hopefully be either kill team, either the edition now, or hopefully when the new kill team comes out, that edition, or very small games of 40k. So it wouldn't be any more than like 500 point games or 25 power level of 40k games with Amber, as it were. So obviously she wants to get into with 40k. I'm happy to teach her. And but she loves playing Kill Team as well. So obviously we might make a few stories out of that or a few episodes out of that. So I hope that's all in great interest of you all. And so from now, we will next go to our lucrative sponsor, who is Anchor this week. And then after that, we'll talk about Psychers. Okay, everyone. So for this episode, we're obviously in the title, we are talking about Psychers. Psychers of the 40k universe. Now, I know some people will know what Psychers are. Obviously, this podcast caters for the sort of the new novices and also obviously for anything in between and obviously for experts as well, because maybe the experts might learn one or two things about what I say. Now, I will say, disclaimer, that obviously I get all my information from the internet. So obviously Warhammer Wiki, whatever the other variations of them are, the Lexicarum, Fandom, or whatever it's called. So if somebody says like, shouts out at me and goes like, oh, you've got that from that. Like, well, yeah, I probably have. So chili beans, I've obviously got the information from somewhere. And obviously credit goes to obviously Warhammer or Games Workshop, whichever one it is goes by now. It's obviously Warhammer. So putting that aside, all the jargon and all the boring bit, we'll get straight on to Psychers. So what is a Psyker? So for the novices in our group, a Psyker is basically somebody who has a mutation or a Psyker gene, as it were. And most intelligent species have these, apart from a few, which are, I believe, Tau, Kari, and Necrons. Because of some reason, they don't use them, which we'll get onto in a second. A Psyker is a mutation. It's a mutation of the normal, normal presence in the warp, because every person has a soul and every person has a presence in the warp. So a Psyker is somebody who, or something or creature that has a bigger sort of presence in the warp, and they can draw upon the warp to basically create magical lights, breathe fire from their mouth, crush people into balls of, well, nothing, basically, make them disappear, become stronger, create force fields or psychic barriers and things. So it's endless. I mean, even the chaos ones can even summon demons from the warp, you know, if they're very powerful, like the ones from the Thousand Suns. That's kind of what a Psyker is. And obviously there are different variations, so we'll go through them. So what we'll do is we'll start with the Imperium and a few Psykers from there. I won't go through everyone. I won't cover every single Psyker, because obviously there's different variations of Psykers. But we'll go through a few. And obviously things like, for instance, I'll talk a little bit about Grey Knights, Space Marine chapter. But they'll get their own sort of podcast themselves, obviously, when the Grey Knights come out. And obviously Thousand Suns as well. But yeah, we'll go through a few Imperium, a few Xenos ones, and then we'll go through a few Chaos ones as well, because the Chaos have got a fair few. But obviously they're just a variation of one, really. So first of all, we'll go through some of the basic or generic ones, as it were, for the Imperium. And obviously the Imperium uses Psykers for all kinds of things. And for one, they use them for communications and piloting ships through the warp. So these are astropaths and navigators. So navigators are psych people who have the third eye, as it were, and they can see into the warp and the Immaterium for warp drive ships to go faster or basically travel through the warp. And obviously then the navigators obviously can do that kind of successfully. Astropaths are basically a email. Basically, that's what it is. It's a telepath email. And so you can, astropaths are on most worlds, and you can pay an astropath basically a communication, and they will send it telepathically and it will travel through the warp, and then somebody on the other line, another astropath, will get the email and then they will tell the person. So that's basically what an astropath is. It is a warp email system. And I think it's quite funny actually how astropaths, that's because you can just like pay, like, here, send this person to this person. So that's quite funny. Apart from that, there are lots of other different sort of variations of Psykers in the Imperium as well. However, lots of people kind of hold Psyche is in very sort of like disregard, because obviously because they have a connection to the warp, there is a ever increasing chance, if they keep tapping into the warp, because that's where all the demons and bad things are, they can get possessed by demons, or they can get possessed by an entity of the warp, and then, you know, shit happens then. So they all go through, most of the Imperium scholars or psychers go through quite a rigorous training regime, as it were. So for instance, they go through a school, which I presume is actually called the Adeptus Astarte Telepathica. So that's the school that they go through. And from there, they get selected to do different things, become an astropath, etc., etc. So some from this school get picked out, because if they're very good psychers, they might get picked out to become part of the Astra Militarum or the Imperial Guard, so the Imperium Army. And they might get picked out to be a Primaris Psyker. And a Primaris Psyker is a very strong psyche. And obviously then they can start to utilize things in battlefield roles, so they can put barriers to protect the troops, they can fry people with lightning, you know, warp lightning and stuff like that, or they can basically create fire or whatever. So it's one of those things. And I don't want to get too much into the depth of like different types of psychic abilities, because like there's like biomancy, there's like pyromancy, and all kinds of strange names for different ones. Some psychers specialize in others, other ones in others. And the last thing is the Inquisition use a lot of psychers. So for instance, they will use, even Inquisitors are very powerful psychers. For instance, my favorite Inquisitor of all, Inquisitor Gregor Eisenhorn, is a very, very powerful psyker. And he doesn't use the fire or things like that. He uses trickery instead. So he uses things like dominating people and using tricks in battle. So one line what he always says, like, in the books is like, reveal yourself, and he will make his enemy like reveal themselves and just shoot them, or drop it, or drop a weapon, like you say, like drop it, and he'll make them drop a weapon or something. So it's trickery and using it instead, which I really like. And obviously the other psyker, which is a very potent psyker, is obviously Ravna. So Gideon Ravia, so Ravna. So obviously another very powerful psyker, even more powerful than Gregor, but obviously Ravna was Gregor Eisenhorn's sort of pupil, but then he became an Inquisitor. And there actually are, I didn't realize this, but there actually are classes of psychers in the Imperium. So in the Imperium, they are graded from basically in the sort of Greek alphabet. So from alpha, was alpha plus, then it goes down to alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, and then it goes down and down and down. But these sort of first sort of six are like the pinnacle ones. So an alpha psych is, or an alpha plus psych is somebody like Ravna, or, you know, a chaos sorcerer, because obviously they're very high. And I think Ravna actually got downgraded to a gamma or a delta one, because obviously his abilities sort of were a bit, I think he got nerfed, didn't he? He got nerfed by the actual Inquisition himself. So, but an alpha psychic can do crazy things. I mean, he can basically warp time itself almost. When a gamma or a delta are still very potent psychers, but obviously they're been downgraded a little bit, as it were. So we'll move on to the other psychers. So we'll go to the Space Marine psychers now. Our Space Marine psychers are a little bit different. So we have the generic sort of... Oh, well, we'll go to the Grey Knights first, because obviously the Grey Knights are quite a cool chapter. So all the Grey Knights... The Grey Knights are a particular chapter, and every single Space Marine in that chapter is a psyker, which is kind of crazy. So they're picked out from Space Marines who have potential, and they are trained. And I recently had somebody in my Discord, or in my partner's Discord, Amber's Discord, asking me about Grey Knights and Ultramarines, because he said he had some jip from a player who said, oh, Ultramarines are way better than Grey Knights. Da-da-da-da. Well, that's your opinion, or that's their opinion. But I did say, because he asked me for like, oh, how can I like say to this person that Grey Knights are kind of better than Ultramarines? And I was like, well, you can go for this, you know, you can go for the dick approach to say they are, because Grey Knights are psychers and they could pop Ultramarines' head, no problem whatsoever. But then I kind of looked at it a little bit more sort of in depth, and obviously lore-based and things, and I didn't realize that, you know, Grey Knights go through almost like basic librarian training, and so their training is a lot more rigorous than a normal space, whatever chapter they're from, because, I mean, Ultramarines are just a chapter. So... And I'll go into more depth about Grey Knights when the Grey Knight Codex comes out, and obviously I'll cover them. But yeah, obviously Grey Knights, as we as everybody knows, or people don't know, Grey Knights are sort of the militant arm of the Ordo Malleus, so the Inquisition. So the Inquisition has three Order militants, which are for the Order Xenos, which is the Death Watch, great, which I love. The Order Hereticus, which are Sister Battle, so obviously the zealous sort of sisters who kill things and look out for psychers. And then the Order Malleus, which are demon hunters. They go around and try and find and kill all the demons or banish them. And so the Grey Knights are their sort of their militant order. They fight demons on a regular basis. So you'd have to think, the way I said it to this gentleman who asked me, I said, think about it in the way of fighting demons. Who they fight. So an Ultramarine could fight a Chaos Space Marine, no problem. So too could a Grey Knight. But how could a normal Space Marine or an Ultramarine fight a demon? Probably he could, but it would be very difficult. A Grey Knight, squish its head, no problem whatsoever. And that's how I kind of like emphasize to this gentleman on the Discord how, you know, they do have an edge over certain things, as it were. Okay, so then we'll get to obviously the generic sort of Space Marine librarians. So a librarian, as we all know, is somebody who categories books, lore, etc. in our everyday life. However, Space Marine librarians are a little bit different. They do that, but then they are also the sort of the psyker militants of the Adeptus Astartes, so a chapter librarian. And obviously they enhance their psychic abilities. So they're sanctioned psychers, and they have special equipment which are better than more psychers, like primary psychers and things from the Imperium. So they have like psychic hoods, and they have better training, obviously because they're Space Marines. And they utilize their abilities more in a battlefield role. So yeah, more to like unleash devastating psychic powers and augment their own physical prowess or their prowess of their other sort of their Space Marine brothers, as it were. And I do really like librarians. I think out of all the HQs, I mean, apart from Tech Marines, because I love Tech Marines, librarians are kind of like, I do like them because they've got that little sense of difference, because obviously they're almost like the intellectual or intelligent Space Marines as well, not just like, oh, get a bolter, smash it in the face, shoot it. These are the ones that use their intellect and their knowledge and lore behind things, as it were. So I do like librarians. And obviously certain chapters have certain types of librarians. So for instance, the Blood Angels, they utilize obviously Dreadnought librarians, which are cool as hell. But only Blood Angels have them, which is a bit sad. Space Wolves, they have their own rune priests and their own sort of librarians, as it were. And obviously I think other chapters have their own sort of librarians, as it were. But we'll move on because we're getting to halfway now. And we'll go to Xenos. I've only picked out a few Xenos psychers, but like for instance, Tau don't have any because obviously they are just quite a young race and they don't have any psychic abilities or psychers. Necrons, they're all robots. So they might have had psychers in the past, but because obviously all their sort of like their essence has been put into robots or the Necrons sort of by the Catan, they don't have any psychers as well. And the Jukari, so the Dark Eldar, now, they could potentially have psychers. However, their whole aspect about staying away from Slaanesh and Slaanesh not basically eating their souls, they don't use psychers. They don't like using because obviously their path is inevitable that Slaanesh is going to get their souls. So they don't want to use psychers because they don't really want Slaanesh basically having more of a chance to get their souls. However, their brethren, so the Aldari or the Craftworld Aldari, use psychers quite a lot. So the main two are Farseers and Warlock. Now, Farseer, you'd have to think of a Farseer as like an alpha plus plus psyker. Farseers are the most potent psychers in all of the 40k realm or universe. And, you know, they can do that. They can literally warp time. They can do all kinds of things. I mean, they can summon avatars of Kane and crap like that. Basically demons. And they have, obviously, as all Eldari do, they have paths to walk down, and so obviously the path of the seer is obviously the Farseer path, but then obviously they have warlocks are basically Farseers in training, and they're beginning their sort of ascent down their psychic path of the path of the seer, as it were. And warlocks are normally less psychers, they're kind of like, you know, like delta psychers, as it were, and they normally act as bodyguards for Farseers, so that's kind of interesting to see, as it were. And then we'll get to, Tyranids. Love Tyranids. No, I don't. Dirty little bug people. Or big bugs. And the few most Tyranids are psychic or are some kind of psychic built, as it were, or psychic potent, as it were, because obviously all the Tyranids are linked with their synapsis thing, and they're all linked in a psychic way. But the most potent ones, obviously, like a Hive of Tyrants and Swarm Lord, they're the big sort of HQs and the big sort of buggy ones. But then obviously the majority, we've got the Zoanthropes and the Nearthropes, as it were. So they're the ones that are like the ones with big heads and float around. I used to like the old models of the Zoanthropes, where they look like crab people. They got like claws, and then they had like feet, and they had like a big massive head. But now obviously they changed that. They float around on like little bodies, and they've got like big massive heads. And then we go around in like groups of three, don't they? Because then they can sort of harness the power between them. So yeah, they're kind of weird. And talking about weird, we go on to one of my favorite psychers of all, the orcs, which are weird boys or warpeds. So as we all know, orcs are very potent psychers. Literally everything they do is connected to the psychic and the warp. And the more excited orcs get, or more orcs come together, they create like almost like a green or a warg, as it, or a warp, or as a green warp, as it were. And so the only psyker in orcs are weird boys. So they are an odd boy, like mechs and runners and pain boys, but they obviously are the most psychic potential, and they can channel all this warp energy. So if you've got more, or even in a tabletop game where in 8th edition, where if you had, I think every 10 orcs, you get a plus one to your psychic potential, up to a maximum of three, which is great. Before they nerfed that, it was like you could get as many as you could, so you just shroud them with boys. Well, they nerfed it in the 8th edition when the Orc Codex came out, to only a maximum of three, which is still good. So you have to roll a two to get a smite off. But yeah, the warp boys are crazy, because but they have to, because they constantly have warp going through them. They have to like channel their warp, or anchor their warp, and they only have like brass or like brass rods, like staffs, to channel that. So basically put it into the ground and stuff like that. And they're kind of funny. And nobody likes none of the orcs like warp weird boys or warp heads. The difference between a warp head and a weird boy is a warp head is a sort of like an upgrade, like a level two psyker, an orc psyker, because they had lots of energy going through them, and they've understood it and channeled it. And obviously now they actually enjoy channeling energy. When weird boys are kind of like the ones that are like the apprentices one, but not really apprentice, but like the ones that haven't understood their or trained their sort of their psychic abilities yet. I always used to run. I got three weird boys that I used to run, and I used to upgrade onto a warp head for one command point. They're great, 'cause everyone loves the orcs when they have a weird boy or a warp head, and they can do warp path, give them more plus one to attack, and then jump them over, and they're within 9 inches, and then they charge, and then yeah, they fail the charge, because that's what used to happen to me. And last of all, we'll go to the chaos side of things. Now, really, there's lots of psychers in the chaos. You've got like demon princes, you've got chaos lords, sorcerer lords. And then you've got like the Thousand Sun equivalent, which is the exalted sorceress, so the ones on the flying discs and things. But they're all kind of like the same thing. You've got the possessed as well, so the possessed as well. But sorcerers in general are just another term for a librarian. They're just a chaos sorcerer, is just another term for a librarian. But obviously they've gone to the bad side, the chaos side, and they can summon demons. They can weaponize their warp flame a bit better or more evil. So I think they have like hexing, and they can buff themselves up a bit more to make themselves stronger. But the thing that I don't understand about sorcerers is, if the chaos sorcerers, if they have more potential, or they have more, I'm not going to hear to like, like stringent like use of my warp. Obviously sorcerers have more of a chance to become possessed, but then you don't see that, I don't think, unless they do. I haven't read into it that much. But yeah, the chaos, obviously a lot of sorcerers, and obviously like Thousand Suns, which obviously I will cover in another episode podcast when they come out, when their codex comes out, is Thousand Suns. Instead of having sergeants in their squads, they have sorcerers instead, which I find very unique. Obviously basically every unit then is like Grey Knights. They have every unit has a potential psyker, which is great. So yeah, but that's about it for psykers. And if anybody has any more information, obviously, as usual, email me at me, myself, and 40k@gmail.com and ask for any more tips or any more information or lore about them, then go ahead. But yeah, we'll wrap up here. And obviously, next part we'll go to the best part, I think, is the quiz with the missus. And we will quiz Amber on different psychers. So hello everyone, this is the intro to the quiz with the missus. So on the next part, we will be quizzing Amber with all the models that I show her. So if you don't know how this works, I will show Amber, my missus, several pictures of 40k models. And then she has to guess out of three answers which one it is. So we'll quickly go through these. So questions 1 to 4, and I give them A, B, C. Obviously, I'll give you which one it is. So what you can do is then you can go and Google it or go into the Warhammer website and obviously look at the models themselves. So for question 1, we'll be looking at a Primaris Psyker. Number 2, we'll be looking at a Librarian. Number 3, we're looking at the Tyranid Zoanthropes. And for question 4, we'll be looking at a Chaos Sorcerer. So like I said, go and Google, type those in Google, and then you can look at themselves as we are looking at them with Amber. And next part is the quiz. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the podcast quiz. The next quiz with the missus. We have our beautiful, our amazing, our wonderful Amber here again for the quiz. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. So we're going to go through psychers this time, aren't we? We're talking about psychers this episode. So we're going to be... So what do you know about psychers in the 40k universe?
Mind power.
Basically, yeah. They're all...
That's it. That's all... the shield line.
Okay, yeah. They're all Jean Greys, and they're all... What's his face? Professor Xavier's. Professor X's.
Oh, we're having X-Men references. Okay.
Yep.
I didn't click onto that. Really? Jean Grey's probably just like... Yeah, I know who you're on about now.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. Slow poke.
Right, so we've got some pictures there. And so yeah, you know that psychers are connected to the warp. Everything's about psychic, it's about warp things. And like, so it's quite difficult being a psyker, even if you're not trained in the right way. Because obviously you can be easily more possessed by demons. You know, demons can get into your brain and have a party there. And so they have to be, most psychers are quite extensively trained. And you didn't know that there are certain black ships. I can't remember the name now, but there's certain ships that go around and actually pick up psychers all around. Normally it's Sisters of Battle, which obviously are on these ships. And obviously, but lots of psychers are taken to either to be consumed by the Emperor, because obviously he consumes 1,000 psychers a day to make sure he's, well, healthy. Or they get taken through the Scholar Praetorium, I think, is the school, and they become like psychers in their own right. Or sometimes they even become inquisitors. So, right. Anyway, nothing explanation. So we get to it, yeah? So you got your first picture there of a first psyker.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
A psychic? I don't know. I have to say, I don't know much.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that, we've used psychers in Kill Team, and obviously I had my Shadow Seer, you had your Eisenhorn.
I had Inquisitor Eisenhorn.
Yeah. Besides that, I don't have a clue.
Okay, right. Question 1. Is it a Astropath? Is it B, a Primaris psychic? Or is it C, a Weird Vein psychic?
No idea. I don't think I've seen this before. It looks like an old model.
It's actually a new model.
Is it? It looks old.
Yeah.
And the base is awful, can I just say.
It's actually from Blackstone.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I mean, I like the blue on the eyes and stuff, but I just don't like the model. It's a bit
weird, isn't it? I think the face and the head looks a bit weird.
And it's a bit short. Like, the head is... Like, and then you look at the ratio of the body. Why is he/she so small?
She,
looks like a child.
Do you want to say them again for you?
Yeah.
Is it A, an Astropath, B, Primaris Psyker, or C, a Weird Vein Psyker?
I don't know.
Have a guess?
Eliminate one.
Okay, I'm going to eliminate a Weird Vein Psyker.
That's good, because I was thinking that.
That's good, I'll go towards that. Damn it.
trying to think about Primaris. I don't know much about them. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Astro Pass, I guess.
Yeah, you're gonna go away? 50-50.
I know, but then I've heard of Primaris Psycho, but I've heard of Primaris and I thought they were like
Space Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I'm just gonna go with A.
A, Astro Path?
Yeah.
Nope, unfortunately not. It's Primaris Psycho. So yes, you are right. Primaris Marines are obviously the new bigger Space Marines, Big Brother Space Marines. Primaris Psyker, it's the name for obviously a Prime Psyker.
Mm.
So you get Weird Vein Psykers, which have to be in little groups of Psykers because they're not trained enough or they're not strong enough to be by themselves. When a Primaris Psyker is a strong Psyker, so almost like an alpha level Psyker. So, and they normally are HQs for like Imperial Guard. Yes, they can be taken into most sort of human based sort of lists, as it were. So, yeah, they're a HQ for Imperial Guard or Astra Militarum.
Okay.
And so they're quite potent Psykers, as it were.
Mm.
So, yeah. And yeah, that model's from the Blackstone expansion.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, moving on, number two, we have him, and I'm sure you know he's a Space Marine.
Yeah.
So, what Space Marine is he, though? Is he A, a chaplain? Is he B, adjudicator? Or is he C, a librarian?
That doesn't say judicator.
Judicara, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, my dyslexia again in the way.
It's fine.
What are you thinking?
Again, no idea. It's not even like any, don't know. A librarian, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Final answer?
Yeah.
Ding! He's a librarian. You should know this. I told when I did my librarian in Terminator arm, I was going about it. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a librarian obviously is a psychic space marine.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they have psychic potential and obviously they normally are battle psychers. So they use their energy to, or their warp energy to do things called witch fire, basically, or things like smite people's brains or blow people's heads off or use it to protect their troops with barriers and things. So they're quite, you know, they're more like from primary psychers and like, oh, like, you know, to bolster people's morale and stuff like that. They're more in your face and burn people with fire and stuff instead.
Yeah.
And obviously a librarian is a very strong character, because obviously they're trained like a space marine. But then they've got psychic potential on top of it as well. So, that you know, some well-known psychers like Notarian, the Codicia Notarian, the Death Watch psyker, he's incredibly powerful.
Mm.
Or even Tigris, the Ultramarine psych chief librarian, well-known psyker, very powerful, as it were. Yeah, well done. So that's one. And we'll go to the next one, as it were. What do you think about him?
I have no idea. is it a Tyranid?
It is indeed. It is indeed a Tyranid. Mm-hmm. So it's a face grabber. Yes. But what is it, though? Mm-hmm. Is it A, a Biovore? Is it B, a Hive Crone? Or is it C, a Zone Throat?
Zone Throat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You straight for it?
Yeah.
Zone Throat. Ding! Correct. Is a Zone Throat. So a Zone Throat is almost like a... It's psychic, but normally they are in groups of like three or more because they kind of like, again, like the Weird Vein Psykers, they're not that strong, but they become stronger in bigger groups.
Oh, okay.
And you have to think about the Tyranids are very, very psychically connected. And so they have synapse, which basically each big monster or, you know, is connected to the little like dribblies and stuff as well. So a Zone Throat is kind of like equivalent to like a librarian or a chief librarian. So they're quite powerful psychers by themselves.
Mm.
But they need to be supported by other characters and things like that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And obviously you can see like they've got massive heads and they've got like the body's like, you know, like tiny. Because obviously it's all in their mind and stuff. And so, yeah. Well done.
Yay.
Getting through these quickly, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the last one. Have a look at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell he's a Chaos Space Marine, can't you?
By the staff?
Yep, yeah. What is he, though? Is he A, a Chaos Sorcerer, B, a Dark Apostle, or is he a Havoc Weaver?
I feel like Chaos Sorcerer is too easy because we know he's Chaos. I'm going to go B.
Dark Apostle?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to call the mom?
No.
No? Just want to go with Dark Apostle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he is actually a chaos sorcerer.
Oh, boring.
I know. It's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Warhammer, you did it again.
Yeah, see what I mean?
Yeah. A dark apostle is actually a chaplain that's gone dark to the dark side, as it were. So chaos sorcerer is basically just a librarian that's gone dark, basically. So the difference between a librarian and a chaos sorcerer is obviously chaos sorcerer uses obviously dark magic or chaos, as it were, chaos. Mm. And obviously they use things like hexes and, you know, all kinds of weird stuff. So yeah, things that aren't really allowed to be used by librarians, as it were. Yeah, so... 50-50 though, you got two out of four.
Yeah, not bad.
Seeing as you don't know that much about psychers.
No.
Well, anyway, thank you again for being on my quiz.
You're welcome.
No. I'm welcome. You're welcome. We're all welcome. No. Thank you very much for being on my show as usual. And as usual, thank everyone else for listening in on the podcast. Is very much appreciated. And if you need to get in touch with anything with the podcast, so obviously suggestions, hints or feedback, be great. And obviously, as usual, as I always say, my email for the podcast is me myself and 40k, all lowercase, all one word, me myself and 40k@gmail.com, if you want to give me any feedback or give any ideas. Apart from that, obviously, we'll say thank you again to Amber.
You're welcome.
No, I'm welcome. You're welcome.
That Everyone's doesn't welcome. Make sense.
I don't know. I'm trying to say, like, I'm welcome for you being on the show.
Okay. I'm grateful.
That's it. Thank you.
You didn't say I'm welcome.
I'm grateful. Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And it's bye from me and a bye from Amber.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time on our episode 20. And we're going to shake it up a bit and have a little bit of a difference on the podcast then. So stay tuned for that.